Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Major emotions coming out of the giant loss of the Philadelphia Eagles. And in no particular order, I'm not ranking it. One is absolute pissed offness at the officiating, because the officiating was abysmal and changed a lot of where this game could have gone. Number two, sadness for Cam Scottable. I mean, that just sucks. It's football, it's life, right. But it sucks. And then the third one is absolute disgust at this defense, which when you look at the fourth quarter against Denver, and now you include what happened against the Eagles outside of the rogue three and out that they forced in the first half.
Yeah.
You talk about a horrendous effort by the defense over the last six quarters. We have the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, it's been bad. I think number one is probably Cam. Scataboo, you put it in no particular order. I'm going to put it in the order that matters to Giant fans. Cam Scataboo going out losing him for the season and a devastating dislocation is devastating, because he not only was a fantastic young player. I mean, how many touchdowns did he have? Seven already?
Seven, and, yes.
Yeah, so seven touchdowns. It's a majority of the touchdowns that the Giants have scored. But more importantly, he's the energy for this team. Like his craziness is what lifted the fan base, and it probably encouraged his teammates in some capacity. Then number two, it's the defense. Not only did they look like they didn't care as this game went on, the effort was so pitiful. Tackling. I mean, I know Tank Bigsby's a good player. He ain't that good. And he rushed for 100 yards.
Well, that second and 31 may have been the most embarrassing moment of the football season.
It was actually 26.
They
had the Chiron wrong on television. Second and 26, he picked up 29 yards on a draw. That was basically just get 4 or 5 yards and then give us a third and somewhat manageable. And the Giants proceeded to be out of position, miss tackles, and play terrible. Darius Mouassal, he's not up for the task. He takes bad angles. He doesn't have the instincts to be a linebacker right now. And so when you talk about the defense, it's yes, they've gotten torched over the last five quarters. But I think more importantly, you look at where they are because of injuries. This team, they have no depth. I feel like this is the same conversation we had a year ago about this defense. As soon as someone gets hurt, they're screwed. And you lose your safety, Javon Holland. You lose Paulson Adebo. And all of a sudden, you're starting kids off the street? Like, what the hell is going on with the roster build here? And so there's a lot that goes into it from the injury standpoint, the depth and defensive standpoint, and then the officials. Hoff just said this to me before the show started, and I didn't even think of it this way, but given what is going on in the NBA, when you get ridiculously bad football calls, how do you not question it? And I'm not. I'm just saying, if you were to, how could you not? The false start on Jordan Mailata that was given to Kayvon Thibodeau as an offsides is egregiously bad. You simply can't miss that, especially when you're in the red zone. And by the way, there's a line judge and a down judge. So don't tell me he didn't see it from the other side of the field. There's one on both sides of the field. You have to see that. The tush push, they false start every single time.
Yeah, they should just call
the tush push. They should automatically call a false start whenever they get lined up in a tush push because it happens every time. Steen, the right guard, is rocking back and forth, and then they snap the ball. And then, obviously, the fumble that didn't account for it, didn't get called a fumble because forward progress had been stopped. Yet, if it was fourth down and he was a yard and a half and he got stopped immediately, you're going to let him keep going until he gets the first down. So, referees don't know how to officiate that play. It needs to be banned. It's not a football play. It's a play that everybody, including the players, the coaches, and obviously the freaking referees, are confused about. You can't have that play if you're not going to officiate it consistently. And the Giants got screwed because that was a fumble, and it changed the complexion of the game early on in that game. Yes, they still probably would have lost the game, but you can't have errors that stand out like that one.
Well, you said it. Who knows how this game plays out? None of us know. I can't tell you the future. Would I bet that the Eagles probably won? Sure, they're a better team. Right. But you're right. It changed the trajectory of that game. That is a 7-7 game, Giant football.
Yes.
What happens? I don't know. Maybe Jackson Dart throws a pick six on the next play. I have no idea.
Right.
But instead, the drive continues, and a few plays later, actually two plays later, Saquon Barkley's in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yes.
You said something that's very, very important with this whole tush push. This is no longer, no one can stop it, let's ban it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have felt that way. You are saying something completely different. They can't officiate it, so ban it. That is very different than, well, nobody can stop it, so ban it. And what I don't understand, I brought this up to you a couple weeks ago. To me, it is so simple. You don't have to ban things. All you have to do is call a false start basically every time they line up to do a tush push. And by the way, 80% of the time you'll be right because they're committing a false start.
That's right.
And the other 20%, who cares? You're going to legislate it out.
Right.
Not by changing the rules, but by having officials say, you know what? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Whistle, false start. Instead of fourth and one, it's a fourth and six.
Right. Or lining up in the neutral zone. Whatever you want to call it, you can call something on that play. Every single time.
The Cam Scataboo injury reminds me of, and there's so many examples of this, I don't even know where to start. The one that jumps out at me for whatever reason is Matt Harvey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When he had Tommy John surgery. We sometimes, as New York sports fans, just can't have good things.
Right.
Because here's a young player. It's when it's young, too, that really drives you nuts. Kristaps Porzingis, just to show you some fairness here, when he tore his ACL. You look around, you're like, are you serious? Especially the Knicks at that time, the Giants at this time. You're looking for something here.
Something to give you hope.
Yes,
or
Harvey at that.
Continue the hope.
Right. Think about this with Scottaboo, with Porzingis, and with Harvey. None of those three teams were any good. It was just, hey, that young player is a part of the hope that's coming our way.
Right.
And of course, you feel for the player. That's first, Harvey, Porzingis, and now Scottaboo. But as a fan, you look around and say, what did we do to deserve this?
But obviously, you feel for the player. Yeah. I mean, seeing Cam sit there, and obviously, we all saw the play unless you looked away because Fox kept it on there for a while. It was gruesome. It was gruesome and it was terrible. And look, from a football standpoint, I think Tyrone Tracy's been given a new life and he's got a chance to kind of reprove what we thought at the end of last year.
He was really good last year.
He was great.
And had, what do you have? He had over 1,000 yards, right?
In total offense. 1,000 scrimmage yards.
Scrimmage yards in total offense, absolutely.
And so it's not even about the football as it is the kid and then the excitement he was bringing.
Who he is as a player, but also as a teammate, is you're not replacing that. Because he's one of one. Who else is doing that? That's going to play enough to be impactful that way. The answer is nobody. So you lose a big piece of what you were trying to develop, and so it sucks. And hopefully he'll be fine for next year. But I have no idea the prognosis on dislocated ankles like that, especially because there's so many little things down there, bones that maybe have broken or ligaments that might have gotten torn, and I have no idea. But you just pray that he comes back and he's healthy and he can get back to who he was.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Bobby's in Babylon. Hey, Bobby.
How you doing, guys? This is what I would do, if I was coaching a team in the NFL for the tush-push, Kiki,
yeah.
And I'm going to address this to you. I'd instruct the entire defensive line, we're going on first down. And I'm going to put the center in the quarterback's lap, because 90% of the time they get the first down anyway.
Right.
They can't officiate it as you stipulated. And it's all over the internet with the times the guys move it ahead of
schedule. Right. So basically,
and
crush the
change
center.
Change their behavior.
Crush the center so it hurts the quarterback, maybe hurts the quarterback, or compromises the quarterback so that you're going to get the first down anyways. Maybe they stop doing it.
Hmm.
I doubt that.
The way to have them stop doing it is call a freaking false start every time.
Because they do false start every
time.
They
false start. Even if they false start, let's say, 65% of the time, okay, 65% of the time you'll get it right.
Yeah.
35% you'll get it wrong. You're getting it wrong now anyway.
Right. It's interesting because before yesterday, I had a problem with it, but not really. Because it was an innovative way to get a first down. It's unstoppable. And it's not even inches. It's a yard. You can do that with a yard and a half to go, and they're going to get it. But the challenge, and Jalen Hurts opened the door for this, is that when you have to go longer than a yard, he's constantly moving.
Right.
Right? So if this was, and this, I heard BT talking about this earlier, if this is on the, and he's right, and they said this on the broadcast, if this is on the goal line, as soon as he crosses the goal line, it's a touchdown.
Done.
Play's over.
Yep.
But in the field of play, the play is not over until he stops moving, and not just immediately stopped, but when he's fully stopped moving, that's when the play is over. He usually keeps the ball tight to him, and he just gets pushed from behind, and you know the line carries, he rides the wave of the line forward. But as soon as he starts to put that ball out while he's still moving, and Kayvon Thibodeau smartly just rips it away from him, that is the definition of a fumble. And the reason it is a definition of a fumble, if this play was, if he threw this to Devontae Smith falls down on top of Darius Muasau and is trying to reach for a first down, and then Drew Phillips comes in and takes that ball away before any part of his body, his momentum is stopped, but he's reaching for that first down, any part of his body touches the ground, Drew Phillips takes that ball away, it's a fumble. It's a fumble 100% of the time. So how the hell is what Jalen Hurts doing not a fumble? It doesn't make sense. And the fact that they try to explain it away is, I don't know. It's just, it's asinine.
Mm.
Like we know the rule. Everybody knows the rule. And everybody who watched that play said that's a fumble. Except for the people who are in charge of
it. Except for the people, unfortunately, that matter.
And they gave him the yardage on the reach over.
Yes.
Where that ball was taken. So how was that forward progress?
Exactly.
Let's go to Anthony.
Stop. How is it forward progress stopped?
How is it forward progress stopped if you're giving him that?
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make a bit of sense.
Anthony's in Tom's River. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. We're good.
All right. Diehard Jets fan here, unfortunately. My question for you guys is, no matter how good Justin Fields plays for the rest of the season, do you think it's obvious that the Jets are going to move on from Fields and draft a quarterback first round? Or do you think there's any possibility we don't draft a quarterback first round and build around him?
Well, there are two Evans right now. There's Monday Evan and there's Rational Wednesday Evan. Do you want to hear from Monday Evan? Monday
ahead.
Evan tells you the story's about to be written. Woody Johnson inspired Justin Fields. He is now about to play the best football of his career. And what a story this is going to be. The Jets find their franchise quarterback right. from a discarded former first-round pick who struggles, who gets ripped by the owner, and then all of a sudden, in week 8, in a game against, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, much like how the Mike White era almost started,
right.
magic ensues. But that's Monday excited, Evan. By Wednesday, let's be honest, it is going to take weeks upon weeks upon weeks of brilliant football by Justin Fields for the New York Jets to do anything but find their future quarterback elsewhere next year.
Mm.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Not a week. Weeks. Like if Justin Fields, who should start and will start coming out of the bye.
He's definitely going to start.
As he should. If he goes out and plays 8 straight weeks of brilliant football, it's a different discussion.
100%.
But if we're going to get the roller coaster ride that we've already gotten, which is up and down and up and down, then there's no way you are going to commit to him as your quarterback next
year. I agree with that. But so much of this now, to me, after seeing this game, and I went back and watched week 1, and then all the ones in between, it's what do they allow him to do?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.